This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
In the midst of the Civil War, a mysterious explosion at Pittsburgh's Allegheny Arsenal resulted in the war's largest civilian disaster. Located in Lawrenceville, the Allegheny Arsenal was built in 1814 to produce munitions to fight the British during the War of 1812. At the beginning of the Civil War, Allegheny Arsenal employed more than 1,100 workers who manufactured harnesses, small arms, and musket cartridges for the Union Army. A delicate and dangerous process. Young women and girls, some as young as 10 years old, filled the paper cartridges with black powder and lead bullets. But on September 17, 1862, something went terribly wrong. A series of massive explosions erupted near the Arsenal's primary ammunition laboratory, destroying the building and its surrounding structures. The blasts instantly killed 78 civilian workers and maimed scores more. Local firemen courageously fought to extinguish the flames, only to reveal that little was left but the wiry hoop skirt frames worn by the female workers. After the dust settled, the city launched a full investigation to determine the cause of the tragedy. Was it the negligent handling of gunpowder or static electricity from the girls' silk and wool hoop skirts that caused the spark that triggered the blast? Or was the explosion the result of a horseshoe scraping a flinty cobblestone on the streets near the arsenal? Did a young boy's lit cigar ignite the flame? Subsequent military and coroner investigations concluded that the cause of the disaster could not be determined. 150 years later, the cause of the Allegheny Arsenal explosion remains a mystery, and the tragedy is often overlooked by Civil War historians focused on the Battle of Antietam, fought that very same day, September 17, 1862, the deadliest day in American history.